Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Welcome again. We're always happy to have you and you and you, wherever you might be. You know, God had brought you to this station. This was not a mistake, trial, or tribulation, or something by accident. This is what the Lord wants you to know. And we always strive to here in Doctrine of Truth to begin at the grassroots level, because, you know, babies have to grow. People have to grow. And if you begin at very simple understanding, then you can share it with others. God is real. Amen. Even though the earth is going through a lot of different things, but it is still God's earth. Everybody's God. Love everybody. Amen. He put a variety of people here. He has a variety of flowers, trees, animals, fish, birds. Amen. He loves everything he creates. Now we're going to pray. Lord, we ask you to thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. Oh God, in this moment, in this situation, and we ask you to bless, heal, and deliver each one of the callers and listeners of this broadcast, wherever they might be, oh God, in the air, on the sea, and land, wherever they might listen today, tomorrow, next week. Lord, we ask you to bless it. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. The discussion and the study as well. And there's no wrong answer, no scripture. We all are sharing from the grassroots level. We're discussing about let Jesus Christ rehabilitate you. Let Jesus Christ rehabilitate you. Amen. There was a time when, amen, I was getting some help, doing some rehabilitations and making some adjustments. And one of the gentleman there, amen, he was sharing with me how he had recovered. And he made an expression. He said, you know what, sir, why don't you let them help you? Let them help you. They helped me. Amen. Just listen. Let them help you. Amen. And he began to share his story. And so this is what we're basing, amen, our study on tonight. Not to destroy or accuse anyone or not to belittle anyone. We come to help. Amen. Maybe through a song, a scripture, a testimony someone would like to share tonight, today. Amen. Whenever you listen to this broadcast, can help someone else through Jesus Christ. Because God is love. God is love. Amen. The scriptures that we will be coming from will be many more that can be shared. Isaiah 61, 1 through the 4th verses, 1 Timothy 1 and the 7th verse, Galatians 5, 22 and 25, amen, and many more, especially James, the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, amen. So here, if you would like to call in and press 1 on your phone, amen, after the script, reading the scripture, and the technician would press 1 and will type you in anything you want to share, amen, you can at this time. But first we want to read the scripture from the 5th chapter of James. God, one of God's prophets, apostles, one of the pillars of the church. And James was here discussing, amen, not to oppress anyone. He warned against those that claim that they are rich and don't have patience to others. And James here making a statement discussing, amen, on special needs. And James began to say that, amen, if the 19th verse of the 5th chapter, he said, brethren, if anyone among you wander from the truth, and we're reading from the King James Bible, Study Bible, and we also use, amen, the King James Bible itself. We use the Amplified Bible, the Good News Bible, the International Bible, amen. So we're searching through many translations to come up with the approved and agreeable translation whereby we all can grow. Again, the 19th verse of the 5th chapter of James. Brethren, if any among you wander from the truth and someone turn him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover multitudes of sin. And cover a multitude of sin. Helping others is love. Helping others, that's love. And you notice what James also said, amen, in the same chapter, in the 16th verse, he said, confess your transgression to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's some points here that need to be brought out earlier when we begin to start this lesson concerning, amen, our discussion, that you need to be in the right atmosphere. You need to be in the right environment because of the fact that you need to be among those that want you to redevelop yourself, to come back to yourself, amen, to want the church or your friends or your relatives, wherever your circle is, amen, that they are for you. They are for you. They are not against you, but they are for you. They have proven, amen, going through whatever you're going through, that they are for you, and they want to counsel you and help you and direct you in the right way. And notice many of the scriptures. We have some scriptures here from the Bible concerning, amen, those that are for you. They're not against you. They're for you. They're not for your hurt. They're trying to help you. And notice what Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and the 14th verse, say, where there's no counsel, the people fall, but the multitude of counsel, there's safety. Proverbs 12:12-15 says, the way of a fool is a right in his own eyes, but he who heed counsel is wise. Proverbs 13:10 say, proud come nothing but strife, but when the well advice is wisdom. Now, Proverbs 15:22 say, without counsel, plans go away. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So what has happened? You need to have someone to help you and guide you and point you the way. Not saying that you know the way. We're not saying that. We're just saying sometime there may come some trauma in your life, some situation that develop, amen, and you're not prepared. Look at the storms and earthquakes, things that are happening all over the world now. And there's nothing wrong to say, amen, can you help me get a start? You know, they have those that would like to go into business. They apply for business loans. Might be someone that understand that. They needed all of this, needed the initial layout. And here, again, you don't know what life going to dish out to you or things that are happening. And it's just the love of someone. Amen. People, because God worked through people. But the love of God sends someone to help you be grounded again. The love of God sends someone to share with you again and say, here, you went astray and it's not your fault. Or maybe it have. Maybe you did make a mistake. Maybe because of the information you got. But let you know, God has a helping hand. And that's where we are. That's where we are. God has a helping hand. Through the word of God, through Jesus Christ, He can restore you. He can restore you. He can restore you back, amen, to a better person. A better person. Proverbs talk about many times how, amen, if you correct a wise man, he'll be your friend. And you make him wiser. You make him wiser. All right, we are here. And we're going to open up the lines. And once you press 1 on the phone, amen, and the technician going to type you in. And we'd like to hear what you have to say on this rehabilitation through Jesus Christ. Or maybe you never thought it was Jesus Christ, but God worked through people. All right. And if you have a scripture, if you don't have a scripture, then it's perfectly okay. All right, God bless you. Amen. You're now able, you're on air. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Yeah. As for hey, Jesus, hey.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen, Bishop. This topic tonight, really, as usual, it's a great topic. Yeah, we talk about rehabilitation, you know, and the way the world look at rehabilitation, and I think that I think about once you receive Christ as your Savior,
mm-hmm.
And now you as you study the Word, you know that the Word of God is true.
Mm-hmm.
It is the truth,
mm-hmm.
And knowing that it is true, the world has programs for rehabilitation, or a 5-step program, or 10 or 12-step program, steps that you go through to rehabilitate yourself from whatever you may be addicted to.
Yes.
But when you receive Christ as your Savior, now mm-hmm. the Word, the truth itself, the true Word of God, mm-hmm. comes in mm-hmm. and it changes you, and now you're a new creation. What mm-hmm. you do now, you have to understand that salvation is not a destination, but it's a journey. And on a journey, you're going to experience a lot of things now. And like you were saying, you're going to come away from the worldliness that you was in. You're going to come into another environment where these people, too, have given themselves to Christ, and now they're involved in the things of Christ. And so you change your atmosphere now. You change your people you associate with, and you begin now to function and operate in the Word of God. So your rehabilitation is mm-hmm. when you come to Christ is instant. But mm-hmm. the journey to your salvation, it involves a great deal more of development along the way.
All right. Very good. I remember, many of us, sometimes we go to these gymnasium and we walk in, they got all kind of machines in there, and you got the trainers walk up to you, and, sir, can we, what can we help you with? What are you trying to develop? And, it's a whole new atmosphere. It's a whole new atmosphere. When the trainer walk up to you, he kind of calm you down and explain you what this machine does. So the same thing applies with God, amen, through Jesus Christ and God working through someone, amen. Very good, as usual, very good. And we just have to let them, amen, let someone help us and show us that we don't injure ourselves dealing with all type of weights and, amen, and all type of situations. In that new atmosphere, building your body, restoring the limbs. Amen. All right. Thank God for as always, we have another caller. You just press 1 on your phone and the technician will type you in. And we like to hear what you have to say, or just call someone and tell someone that you know are going through some trauma or some situations. Amen. Sometimes it takes someone else. Amen. Experience can really break it down, and whereby you didn't really realize that point of view, and the results are still the same, but you didn't notice that point of view. Amen. Because you're always in control, reading books and this, that, and the other. But we're talking about reality. What's workable? You can read books, amen. You can do this, that, but we want to try to reach what's workable, amen. What can be applied, amen, to your life, amen, where God can use you, or you can see that God is love. God really is love. He's really reality, and you can trust Him not to let you down, Notice Ecclesiastes, amen, the fourth chapter, amen. Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, speaks of, amen, don't try to go it alone. Even Jesus said in His word in the book of Matthew, He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. He said, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Doesn't matter what, that's a big statement. But He can make that statement. Man can make that statement. Man cannot make that statement. Amen. My job, sometimes we go into the hospital rooms and we sit and we talk. If we can, either not, we just sit there. If you've never been sick, just to have someone sitting around, you can look over and see someone. Can you imagine Christ, amen, being with you in every obstacle? Every condition, He's there. You can feel His presence. Amen. You just say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Notice Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter, ninth through the 12th verse, it says, amen, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift him up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie down, then they have heat. But how can one warm himself alone? Amen. All right, if you push one on your phone and we give you the last four digits, amen, you can go right ahead and share what God has done for you and what can you share with your brother and sister. It's workable. Regardless how simple it might be, amen, it doesn't matter. It works. The last four digits we're seeing now is 4271. 42171. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Always. Good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure speaking tonight to you. I never thought on the subject until today. I never dawned on me that we were being rehabilitated.
All right.
So I had to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when we come to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We come as a patient.
Yes.
We come helpless. Mm-hmm. We come sick, sad, and all that. But isn't it amazing how all us can come?
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. And when we come, we don't come with our program. We come to be programmed.
Okay.
Amen.
Good point.
We come to be changed. I don't care how dirty you are or what you mm-hmm. have done.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come and be clean, isn't that so?
Amen.
thinking about rehabilitating. You know, it has to be something for the body, for the mind, for your welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To upgrade you. And I noticed, probably you can experience you can explain it better than I. But mm-hmm. sin is terrible. Sin will take all everything from you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And give you nothing
Amen.
But death.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. But when you come to Jesus, amen, he knows exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how he'll help you, but you got to what? Ask. You got to talk to him.
All
amen.
Right. Amen.
He'll upgrade your communication skills. He'll do more than I'm able to tell you. But I do know for certain that whatever is broken, he'll fix it. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And most of all, it's the will of God that you what? Be fully rehabilitated.
All right.
I'm talking about if you go to your local programs for rehabilitation, they can help you in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
But none of them can give you life. Isn't that something?
Amen.
I thought about that. Even insurance, they have certain programs, amen, after you accidents, so forth and so on. But the body can be mended.
Yes.
So what do you do for a broken heart?
Okay.
So I'm looking at rehabilitation here. You talking about the right man. It is so sad how the world he came for us. He really wants us, amen. He wanna sign us up. Amen. He
mm-hmm.
gave his life to sign us up. But
mm-hmm.
seem like
mm-hmm.
Much of the world are fighting him. They don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But that's a sad thing, but you can be rehabilitated, Bishop. So that's my input right there.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, very good. You hit a point there, and the Lord kind of, you know, well, I know it's the Holy Spirit. He's the comforter. He's the nurse. He's the nurse that walks in with the doctor, Jesus, and you know, a sedative or whatever, the Holy Ghost, he's there. He's there with you. He's there with you. Some of you that have never been in the hospital, never been sick, amen. We're talking about Jesus. He said, and Prophet Isaiah said, if you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. So the Holy Ghost, he's the one that, amen, people talk about him all kind of ways, but really, he's more than a sedative. He know how to comfort. Jesus called him the comforter. And when I begin to study on the Spirit of God, I say, we call him the comforter. That's a big subject. Amen. That's a great responsibility. Amen. To be there in any kind of circumstance. Amen. Amen. Notice, amen, what Jesus made a statement in according to Matthew 20:25, and more and more I come to this this chapter, and he was telling a parable concerning the sheep. He put the sheep, and all of us are like sheep. Amen. We are sheep to God, because man is subject to be tempted and drawn away any moment. Amen. We are led away if we do not, amen, be careful with God. Holy Ghost and his scripture to keep us on path. But Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, amen. And I thought about that, and the elder just finished alluding to that, and it hit me that when you help people that are sick and hungry, they're destitute, they lost everything, and they come into God, God gave us the responsibility. Jesus gives that love and compassion for others, and that'll help them in their mind and thinking, help them to restore them. Because the enemy, like you said, sin takes away everything from a man. His mind, his health. Oh, he just destroys. enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus come that we might have life. And through that, and we have a responsibility of helping our brother. We have a responsibility. And they was stating to Jesus when he made that parable in Matthew 25, amen, in the 41st verse on board, on down, and they say, well, Lord, when did we see you? They answered, Lord, when did we see you thirsty? When did we see you hungry? You know, we was out here casting out devils and having big meetings. And Jesus said, listen, you meant to tell me, and I'm going to paraphrase this now. You meant to tell me when you saw the little boy out there on the corner with his hand out, and you know he shouldn't have been out there by himself, or you saw the widow woman pushing the cart, or you heard about she got burned out, and all this compassion and all of this that you have, amen, you did not apply it to go out and talk to someone, amen, that you know, knowing the scriptures and knowing this. Jesus said, depart from me. Depart from me. So we are in the equation. God has us in the equation. He works through people and works with people. Amen, amen. God bless you, the last two callers. We always, as always. All right, anyone else, just press 1 on your phone. And our technician will type you in. We're talking about what maybe someone has helped you. Someone has helped you, and you become thankful, and now you want to help someone else. And you want to know, is it God's will, amen, to give out food and clothing, and, amen, to help people, help the poor, the needy, amen. Maybe you thought that wasn't a part of your, even your spiritual growth, helping others. Amen. Helping, you don't know how effective it was until it happened to you. Or someone called you. All right. The last 4 digits, as always, 4427. 4427. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bishop. I was just thinking, you know, one of the things I think that when we come to Christ, give our lives to Christ, one of the things that we need to be mindful of is that all of us were not called to bring multitudes of people to salvation. You may not be the one person that you may witness to. Maybe the only person, only Christ somebody may see, may be the Christ in you. And it's the way you live your lifestyle that may help another person turn from the darkness that they're in and start striving to try to be like you. All because, you know, different people, you know, there are 4 gospels talking the same message. And it's the same way of life now. There are people, there are neighbors that are observing you and your demeanor, your coming and going, and at some time or another, that neighbor may come to you based on your lifestyle. So we have to realize that all of us may not be prophets or evangelists or whatnot, but we just be Christians. And because we are living that lifestyle, someone at some time or another, the Holy Spirit is going to put it upon them to turn to you. And there's your opportunity to be a witness for God and to give Him the glory. Who do it, that one individual. That one individual could then turn around and go out and be that person who's going to get multitudes.
That's true. Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen as well. Amen. Amen. Always, always. Amen. And I'm a limited witness. We're going to do a funeral. Amen. Not calling anyone names or whatever. But this gentleman had seen, amen, the ministers and ministers of our organization, amen, and he heard about the lady that passed, and he said, I'm going to pay for the whole funeral because of the fact that we seen you all go over to helping her and helping this and helping that, and it's a wonderful thing. And I knew the person the widow was a nice lady and everything, but because